This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
I'm a Meisa Ben Kisla, famous Raisa, Tamaskis about the Derech, and so on. Yesh Lishol, Demanav Kemina Mohaya Meisa Be'iroi Bederech, Habez, the Lomer Hutzstrich Loimat Shlosna Sholom, Bechzai Sholom, Marav Kemina Bezer. So I'm tell the group of Meisha will sap at the whole Arichas. Why don't we come to Adam Sholem? The Rabbi Yisrael Masal Shom, Shom HaRabbi Yechim is actually Tim Adam Sholem. But why don't we take the Hoysif Iman of Leil Eimarak with Tzoncha Shet Dodim Mekoymeinu? But why don't we have Leil Eimarak Mimok Complain Ani Kloi Shal Al Chachom Hashem Mekoymeinu? But why don't we have Leil Eimarak Mimok Complain Ani Kloi Shal Al Chachom Hashem Mekoymeinu? She'ima'ta Nisun Li Kol Kesev Zor Shal Oilom Inin Dal Mokom Teira. Maybe there's also Makom Torah. I guess that's the easy one. There's no way Makom Torah would offer, LFL, Fedirizov, and so on. That's a giveaway that it's not a. Kula ben Mokoymer, Gamkin Makom Torah. I had a Rebbe once, Rev Tendler, used to say, he was a folksy darshan, he had a lot of cute vertlach. He said, he used to smoke a cigar. Ven Arov, Ahimisharov read Baons and he says a drasha, and it's great and people like it. So he walks down for the bima and the Balbatan Rav say Rebbe Rebbe otuns de kvikt your machayos langs on to leb lange gesunte yom. Says when a reformer rabbi says a good speech, the president comes to and says, Rabbi, that was wonderful. Expect a $10,000 raise. Is does the pshat? He said, Eure chayim bimino. The right-wing shuls, they wish you a lot of erichas yomim. Oyshe v'chovet b'smoylo. In the left-wing shuls, okay. V'oy, aksuv v'shehev v'sav tanchoy so pishbam hazeh. V'shach matishma lecha b'keva. K'tzoy sisichel haba. Lama boy lam hazeh koma tinko ischa. Keva matishma lecha lam haba. Meit sisichecha. For oid shehevi kro lia kesev lia zov. Mayin zah kosel lika. Oid yesh tzashayla zhashol bikan benim. Ike vizor gake. So the maise, he wants to try to get out the teich and pnimi of this. Pirish tov hazeh. Mashom Hashem alach b'derech yechidi. Vareyu mechuyev lasek b'teire kasher hu yechidi. K'may shomim mesech des erevin. V'omim b'shuv alevim malach b'derech v'in levoya Yasek b'teir, shemek livyas chen heim loishcha. Ari misho e mahalach b'derech yichidi tzorch lasek b'teir. Vikashe hu oisik b'teir b'derech yichidi, hu oisik b'teir b'zboiris yisera. Loike misho oisik b'beisoi. Avagav shalom yit basic rab. Ein zay zboiris ku misho oisik b'derech yichidi, shem zboiris legamri, o meteich ze machshavte dvugutor legamri. So there's a mila, there's a certain mila in the darga of this Lema Torah, in the fact that it is kol kuloi dovek naKadosh Baruch Hu, and kol kuloi shaku on Torah. There's nothing else there but Torah. It's also, I want to add an akuda to this, it's if somebody is in a certain place, then there is something there other than the Torah. I'm in this and this place. And in this episode, I'm learning Torah. If I'm walking, that means that I'm in no makom either. My only point of reference is that I'm learning. I can't be pinned down by a makom. I'm pinned down just, I'm holding this in this sugya. The amalosh malach bederech, la haylech bederech, tikah haloshim. Mashama mehalach bederech, ve'ino levoya. Mehalach kerechev dami.
In other words, mehalach means he is in motion. Holech is a person who is doing an activity. That's the sense of it. Mehalach is like we would say floating. He is in hiluch.
Because
So the pshat is, this is all feeding into the same inyan that he was mufka from sheikhs this world. You could say it al derech hapshat. You know, he didn't see the other person. He was very fatan. It also means he wasn't coexisting on the same plane. If two cars are traveling on a road in the same place, they crash into each other. They're on the same. If there's an airplane flying over it, there's no sheikhs one with the other. He was in his world, and he was not in the world where the other person was. It says, the Gemara says that you goisel for somebody else's his shalom and so on, the halachas of bein aprokim. So it's almost like a choiv. In other words, it went from being what's normal, natural, to being a choiv. So all of it is feeding into one area. So there's a certain maila in explaining that the other person was Maktim Shalom, because that taught me that he was Ish Hagun, and therefore his promise is something. He already saw, it was nicker on him who he was by the fact that he was walking like that. His only question was, is the makamat was practical? He understood that in the conversation, that the whole question was for that purpose. In other words, He didn't say, would you like to live by us? That certainly is not a draw for the person. If he's living in a makom Torah, if he's an ish Torah, he wouldn't go live in a makom Snap. But since he told them they need you, so now now he has a certain level of a tviya to the person. Now he says very interesting connection around. If they wanted to learn, that would be a chiyuv. A person has to go and teach wherever there's people who want to learn. It says it on Shmuel and his children, on Shmuel's children, that they were not like their father, and they were considered delinquent in the fact that they didn't go from town to town. So anything that's if they wanted to get Torah from him, that's his chiyuv. Avloya roitzim akshem srichaloy. Olakach ama imono lasis oisem ika. So I don't know if he means the Knesh that they only wanted to get Eitza from him. The Pshat is he's a smart Yid. A Yid who sits the Lurzel there, this time he's a Pekeach. It's nice to get good advice from him. They just wanted him so that the city can call itself that. I'm not sure what his Knesh exactly is. You'll come live by us. So what's this Meisim Tovim for? I mean, Lemaisa, they weren't talking about giving him Meisim Tovim. They were talking about giving him Zov and Kesef. So what's the point? The terrible meisim lav klum hu, while they sheish can meisim lav no sigam ken teira. Umasha omas she ein ani dal makom teira meisim tovim, meisim tovim ein amakom goyrim yochalas kol makom shudar. Avla teira ein akein shachochem am teiram hu. So he says a very interesting nekuda. Maybe we'll talk about it in a minute. He says v'zocha meisim tovim, avagal meisim tovim man dekashmei. He said it's true because my story I'm a love of the person. That's one nekuda. The oid the Torah bli ma'isim lav klumu. Vadeish yesh kan ma'isim milamer segam kin Torah. So I guess this is something that is. Sarah Hanukkah, I guess we could speak a little bit about this. If we ask ourselves, where was the nekuda of difference between the chachma that's called chachmas yom and the chachma of Klal Yisrael? The Kuzari speaks a lot about this when he describes. He sums up the beliefs of Chachmei Umos HaOlam, and the belief is since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sichli, so therefore the only thing that's meaningful in eternity is Das. Sichli is Chachmei and so on. They had their own view of it. The world of Maisim they felt was Bichlal irrelevant. It didn't make even sense that they should care very much. But certainly, Maisim Tovim is something that has no shaychus with any type of eternity. Physical things come and go. Seichel Chochma is eternal. It could be eternal. It's something that's not physical. But Maisim Tovim, whatever, we're talking about something tangible. So they're making a good point. The point that they're making is the world to come is a Ruchnistic world. And therefore, it's something that only has Ruchnias. So what is the Mokum of the Maisim? I understand that the Havana and the Tfisa of Tzitzis is something that can stay by a person for Nitzchis. But the Dalit Kanvas the person has is put it in the caver and it wears out very, very quickly. It disintegrates very quickly. What does it mean that the mitzvahs of my servant allow that person? Fine. the person that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives schar because of it. But it's not. It's we're talking about something which goes to the very heart of what stays and what goes. So the answer is in the world, in what he says over here, that the milavehim, because of the mitzvahs, that's where the Torah is milave the person. To be zeche in olam haba, so that a person is zeche in olam haba, whatever it is, that's whatever inyan of his that stays with him has to be him. It has to have become his metzias. The fact that the Yevanim, their mahalach went that if I come to the conclusion that a triangle has 180 degrees, and 180 degrees is an eternal truth, and that piece of true information stays in my head, so that stays forever. It's kind of a strange way of thinking, but that's the way I thought. So in my mind, a piece of my mind is that 180 degrees is a triangle. That stays forever, because forever, triangle is 180 degrees. And any truths about Toiv and Ram, whatever I come up with, that's what stays. The our understanding of the relationship of Torah and mitzvahs to a person is that unless a person is a physical being, the only gateway to the person is through a physical means. Let's take a simple mashal. When I talk about somebody, I say he's a very difficult person, dangerous person, whatever. So you hear, you understand, and that's it. When you live with the person, you meet the person, and whatever it is, the person tries to hurt you, tries to kill you, because whatever, you get it. You experiencing something physically gives you a tfisa that is not just an idea floating around in your brain, but it becomes a tfisa in your metzias. Because you're made out of chomer, so the gateway to a person's tfisa sichlis is primarily through the physical. So if I know and understand the Kavanas Arizal and Matzah, then I understand the Chachma, and I know the Chachma, Amuka, and Matzah. But that Chachma becomes mine only when and if I chew on a dry piece of matzah and say the Shem Mitzvah's Matzah. If I don't, I have the information available, but I can't say I have a kinyan in it. There's no way that there's a kinyan dvarim ba'alma. Without doing a physical ma'isa, we don't have kinyanim. Kinyanim need to be a ma'isa. Even kesef l'mashal, I need to give money. If I cancel a loan, it's a big ASIC. It doesn't work because there's no real ma'isa happening over here. So on paper, a loan is canceled and property is transferred, but I need a ma'isa kinyan because Gemir Stas is a seichel-dik event. Leharaya, a shaita doesn't have Gemir Stas, and it's Mufka Gemir Stas, but it doesn't become Gemir Stas unless I do a physical ma'isa. So the malave, what brings the world of Das and Sichlius into a person is the world of the physical. So just like I need to see things and hear things and smell things so that I have inyanim in my Das and my Seichel, that those inyanim came in via something physical, so too in Mitzad, the Panimius inyanim, that all of the inyanim sichlim that are in Torah become part of us only through the world of mitzvahs. So the kinyan in Torah, the levui, Torah is malava person in the world to come. anything that's external stays here. So Kesev and Zov, because they are physical entities, they don't move on to the next world at all. Torah moves on to the next world because its Metzias is Ruchnias, but it never became my Torah unless I experienced it. So the Levi that's Malava person in the world to come, Mitzad the Teichen, Kesev Zov doesn't cut it. And the truth is the Maisa Mitzvahs Kishal Atzmam are not what stays in the world to come. The Maisa Mitzvahs are very temporary. They come, they go as a person does it. What stays with a person is the Das of what he was Koilet. But it doesn't stay with the person because it never was part of him unless it came in through something physical. This is Marshall, even not all of my mitzvahs. It says Torah that I learned ba'af he umdali. The Torah that a person learns ba'af means that there was a large physical exertion. In the mind there's no it's just there. But if a person had to sweat over something, it means there was a physical exertion. That's something that is that stays with a person. So I think this nekuda here is a very valuable nekuda in understanding our relationship with Torah and mitzvahs. You know, there's always the duality of which is mochashev. Torah is mochashev, mitzvahs mochashev, and the way he says it, I think it's I think that's the hezbadvar. Okay, I have to run a bit. Next week I'm not gonna be around. As Metz Hashem, in 2 weeks we'll resume Metz Hashem.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.